Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the state fire marshal, Peter J. Ostrowski, has released an advisory. He released it yesterday to inform the public of a new viral challenge. Has nothing to do with Josh's nuts or soy sauce, although it's similar. Involving teenagers who are partially inserting an iPhone charger, the block, the white block part. So they put it in like halfway. And then they slide a penny down in between so it rests on the exposed prongs of the charger that are in the outlet. And this causes a bunch of sparks because, you know, electricity. Well, people have been doing it and putting it on TikTok, where that's where we got the ball dipping soy sauce challenge. Now TikTok has a ton of videos on there. If you look of people doing this stuff, mostly teenagers, causing fires, causing power outages, scorching their charger and their outlet, like melting their charger. And we'll tweet one out. I found a good example of one.
Yeah, because electrical fires inside the wall are hilarious.
Yeah, because there's a student facing charges who started a fire doing this at Westford Academy. So the fire marshal spoke up and says, look, we urge parents and children to discuss the dangers of certain online challenges in addition to recognizing dangerous activity on the internet. That's not happening. That's never happened since the invention of the internet. Parents aren't talking to their kids. About this stuff. They're, you know, what did we have before this? We had like Tide Pods, right?
Yeah.
We had the Tide Pod Challenge. We had the Cinnamon Challenge. And they were trying to eat as much cinnamon as possible to see if they could take it. Was that the Cinnamon Challenge?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. You know, I put it on my toast. And then there was the Hot Water Challenge where a kid died.
I don't remember that one.
That was, you took boiling hot water and you either had to drink it through a straw or just drink it, or you poured it on someone else. One kid died because I believe some kids poured boiling hot water on him while he was sleeping.
What? When was this trending?
This was this wasn't too long ago. It was a few years ago.
What was the first challenge?
You don't remember this?
Hot water challenge now!
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What was the first challenge? The six saltines in a minute or the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, right. There was the saltines thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the ice bucket challenge wasn't designed to be life-threatening.
No.
You're just pouring.
It didn't send a shock into your system, and
right.
It was fun
you
to
got
watch.
Cold, but yeah, and it was for a good cause. These people are just doing it to get views.
Yeah, this just shows that things are really good in the country right now because everyone seems to be very bored.
Oh, my
and
God.
And we're doing this.
You know, I'm trying to think. Like, I was a teenager in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to think if we had stuff like this in the 80s. I can't think of anything aside from, yeah, I'm not saying I never did stupid things, but it was usually had something to do with,
it was isolated.
Setting, like, something on fire or, you know, like building a sweet jump for my bike, you know, out of something that's totally unsafe.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
I have.
But you did it for the experience. You didn't do it so other people would see it.
I can't think of anything as specific as eating Tide Pods or doing this penny, you know, phone charger outlet thing. If anyone can remind me, 80s, even 90s.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid, and I think we're just too busy being outside.
Or am I just repressing all those memories and visits to the emergency room? So let us text us, 97107, or you can give us a call, 617-764-9223. I can remember as far back as the saltine challenge.
Yeah.
It all comes with social media.
But this one is scary because it's starting fires. I can't even screw in a light bulb without having a panic attack. So that's...
Do you have a fear of light bulbs also?
I do, yeah. My wife has to screw them in.
You are a
I'm terrified
mess.
They might turn on.
You can't screw in a light bulb, but you can dip your balls in soy sauce.
But yeah, the soy sauce isn't going to blink on.
Wow.
I'm sweating just talking about it right now.
Wow. Yeah, let us know. I can't remember any stupid specific stuff like that. Shine down. Attention here on the only station that really rocks. It's WAAF. This person says Mentos and soda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing ever got burned down or no one ever got electrocuted from putting Mentos in soda.
No, but it was a trend.
Yeah,
those are
a lot
fun
of people
trends.
Were doing it. Yeah, that was fun.
Now
yeah.
these, whatever this generation is called, they're getting crazy.
The penny in the outlet generation. The cinnamon yes. challenge. I mentioned the cinnamon challenge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pop Rocks and Coke. Yeah. The knockout game.
They were Pop Rocks and Coke?
You're yeah. cutting well, Coke you know, with you Pop had, Rocks? You had soda. So you had a carbonated
oh,
Coca-Cola. Beverage. Right.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that was
no,
going
Josh,
in a different
direction.
No, Josh,
we weren't cutting cocaine with Pop Rocks. Although that's, that seems interesting. Yeah. Burning a smiley face into your skin with a hot Bic lighter.
I don't know that one.
You don't remember that one?
No.
I've seen a few. You ever play chicken with a cigarette where you put your arms together and you drop the cigarette in between and whoever pulls away first is chicken and then you win whatever money's.
I remember my dad telling me that he used to play that game a lot. But
your
dad?
Yeah. Jimmy Donuts played that game?
Jimmy Donuts used to play chicken with a
cigarette. Your dad was a tough guy.
Those playing crazy chicken, Arlington kids.
Playing chicken with a cigarette
yeah.
and guzzling Clamato.
I don't. What is that?
Oh, you told me he drank clam juice.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it had a Latin name.
Oh, was it just the clam juice and not the Clamato?
He just drinks clam juice.
Your dad is a tough guy.
I think it's just gross.
Oh, my God. Don't forget the gallon of milk in a half an hour. Yeah, I remember that.
People the gallon challenge.
They're puking everywhere.
Forgot about that.
What happens when you eat bananas and Sprite? We're going to have to find out
I think
about
you go
that.
To jail.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, kids are sliding a penny down in a half-plugged-in iPhone phone charger, and it's producing sparks, sometimes power outages, electrocution, and fire.
Yeah, this TikTok generation is
yeah.
dangerous. I'm from the MySpace generation, so
right.
I think we didn't have yeah. hashtags.
Once Josh walks into a room, music starts playing, his theme song.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.